Father Pio had a unique gift, an ability to see the future and offer guidance based on that divine insight. Today's video isn't just about the incredible moments when his predictions came true, but about the powerful lessons we can learn from them. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's stories are sourced from the book The Padre, Saint Pio of Pretelcina by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniro, and they reveal three remarkable moments when Padre Pio predicted the future with stunning accuracy. Let's dive into these awe-inspiring accounts and discover the lessons they hold for us. Let's begin. The first story starts with a group of young women from San Giovanni Rotondo, the town where Padre Pio lived, attending a Franciscan Youth Congress. There they met many people and made many friends. Among the people they met was a woman from Trieste, a city in northern Italy, who was deeply curious about Padre Pio. She would often approach the group from San Giovanni Rotondo asking about the saint. One day the woman confided, "I never go to confession because people around the confessional can overhear sins." When the Congress ended, the woman asked for the address of these young women who seemed to have easy access to the saint. A few days after the women returned home, a letter arrived at the Franciscan Youth Headquarters in San Giovanni Rotondo. The woman they had met was urgently requesting their prayers for her health, as she was suffering from serious aortic issues. Nanina, one of the young women, went to the convent to ask Padre Pio for his prayers. However, his response was unexpected. In a stern tone, he instructed, "Tell her that she sought me to heal her body, not her soul. She should get rid of all those magazines in her home and read books about the saints. She must pray the rosary every day because there is still time for her salvation. She only has 1 month to live." Trusting in Padre Pio's words, Nanina delivered the message. A few months later, the woman's husband came to San Giovanni Rotondo. He told Padre Pio that his wife died and thanked him for his intervention. Padre Pio embraced the man and simply said, "Just in time." End of our first story. This short account serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of prioritizing the soul's well-being above all else. The woman's reluctance to go to confession and her reliance on Padre Pio for physical healing revealed a misplaced focus. By urging her to pray the rosary, read about the saints, and seek the salvation of her soul, Padre Pio emphasized the urgency of aligning her life with God's will, a lesson for us all. Our second story revolves around Teresa Venezia, who visited Padre Pio in 1954 seeking guidance about her future. Teresa was torn between different paths. Should she marry, enter religious life, or remain single? She also wondered if her brother, a seminarian studying to become a priest, might need her support. She asked Padre Pio for advice on what she should do. "Stay as you are, because he will need you," Padre Pio responded without hesitation. Teresa pressed further, "But what if he doesn't become a priest?" Padre Pio replied firmly, "I said to stay as you are." It's easy to understand Teresa's doubts. Her brother's ordination was still 6 years away, which was a long time, and she wanted more certainty before making her decision. Yet Padre Pio, guided by the Holy Spirit, saw what she could not. Indeed, her brother, Domenico Venezia, was ordained a priest on August 28, 1960. He went on to earn a theology degree from the Lateran University in Rome and served as a parish priest for many years. Teresa stayed by her brother's side, dedicating her life to supporting his ministry and advancing God's kingdom. End of our second story. The lesson we can draw from this anecdote is about trusting in God's plan, even when the future seems uncertain. It reminds us that our vocations and purpose are often revealed through our relationships and the needs of others. Sometimes all we need to do is stay where we are. Our final story for today involves Luciano Livellara, who, after a brief stay in San Giovanni Rotondo, was preparing to return to Milan for work. Before leaving, he sought Padre Pio's blessing. With great seriousness, Padre Pio told him, "Drive carefully." Luciano replied, "Father, I don't usually drive fast." But Padre Pio insisted, "Drive carefully and be cautious. I mean it." Taking the saint's words to heart, Luciano set off on his journey, driving more cautiously than usual. In Ancona, about 4 hours from San Giovanni Rotondo, he stopped for a meal before continuing his drive. Not long afterward, while traveling through a residential area at just 30 kilometers per hour, a child suddenly dashed out from a gate and ran across the road. Luciano slammed on the brakes with all his might, bringing the car to a halt just half a meter from the frightened child. At that moment, his thoughts turned immediately to Padre Pio. And with that, we conclude our third story. In conclusion, these stories remind us of the powerful divine insight Padre Pio possessed. His words, spoken with authority and compassion, were more than mere predictions. They were loving guidance, urging souls to focus on what truly matters. Whether it was the call to prioritize the salvation of the soul, trust in God's timing for life's decisions, or heed warnings for our safety. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.